All right, y'all. Man, y'all back with T-Rail, man. And I got my boy Ruchi in the building. Got yes, Gina sir. Right here assisting yes, me, man. Sir. What it do, my boy?
I'm chilling. I'm feeling good.
You know what I'm saying? Nice to meet you, first of all. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I've been knowing you, but I ain't met you.
You know how I know about you? My baby mama used to watch you and your baby mama all the time on whatever it was and like Instagram or something.
Oh,
and
for real?
Mustard. You stupid. And then yeah, I just start following you out. Like, I think you're just your personality type shit.
Going yeah. crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? I got to keep a laugh, you know, how and a little joke here and there because yeah. I'll go crazy.
Wow, you got to, though.
It be too much shit going on. But like I said, I'm going to get right into it with you. And I just want to know one thing. You know what I'm saying? My first thing I want to know is why the fuck y'all niggas ain't put Chico on the set?
Some people don't need that in their life.
That nigga just got put on, man. Why y'all niggas sitting with that nigga on, bro?
Shit, man. I mean, it was like, it's like that, though. Like, you know, it's still like niggas got his back and shit like that. So, I mean, you don't need to get put on if you ain't been put on already. Like,
oh, so it's too late.
Too late.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's too late.
Too late.
So he would be like a old, like, if he that got put on right now, tight. It'd be weird.
I don't think people would fuck with him if he got put on now. Like,
yeah, because it is a lot
too
of
late in the game.
Yeah, nah.
I mean, the niggas be using a little different shit in rap. That's why I said I can't rap now because the nigga on YouTube, like you said, your girl and your you used to look at me. So if I was to have rap beef, I'd be fucked.
Yeah.
Your so niggas would kill me.
That rap beef shit weak, though. That shit don't go nowhere.
You done with it?
I ain't never rap beef with nobody. Have ever did somebody in a song?
No.
Yeah, if I diss a nigga in a song, it's gonna be like Tupac.
But you
hit
beef
up.
With rappers before?
I mean, in the streets. That's not rap.
So Ruchi against diss tracks?
Yeah, I don't fuck with diss tracks.
That's right.
We at your doorstep. We ain't doing none of that. Mm-mm.
Hey, you know,
talk to you, like, you know.
One thing I wanted to share with you, man, because, you know, I don't really know you. You text you or whatever the case may be. When I watched that Above All, like, little doc, like, that shit really, I was really into it. You know what I'm saying? It was one part, I almost dropped a tear in this motherfucker. I was like, but that shit was real inspirational. You feel me? Like, I just wanted to share that with you, though. That shit was real hard on
thank
God.
Thank you. We just actually shot a follow-up to that, too, because I just had a son. And I just, you know, it's my his first time meeting my dad, too. So we just did a little follow-up for the documentary. So that's coming soon.
Dan, did you have to get a passport for your son?
Nah, so when you go, my dad live in TJ.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, you can go to just cross the border, like, with Rosarito and TJ. You just need your ID and your birth certificate.
Oh, you so how me? He doing? He straight?
Oh, yeah, he good. He live on the beach. He, you feel me?
You got him set up good?
Yeah.
I mean, shit, I did an album after him, so, you feel me? All that I made from that album went to him. I ain't, you feel me? That was all him.
What is it like being a daddy now since you're a new dad?
Fun, bro. It's like I got my own little militant soldier. I can, like, guide him and tell him what I want him to do. Like, I just love it. Like, it's a vibe. Like, it's a way different feeling. It's for sure, like, what everybody will say. Like, wow. Like, you don't even care about a lot of other shit no more.
It make you look at life different?
Yeah, for sure.
How many kids you got? Your first kid?
Damn. My first boy, he 9 months.
I'm going to tell you, when I had a kid, like, that shit brought me back to life. Like, you feel me? Like, you was just mentioning Tupac. I was like, I can't be out here like Pop. I got to have something, you know what I'm saying, to follow up. And
exactly.
When I knew, like, seeing my daughter born, I was like, oh, God, real. You feel me? Like, and that shit did change
and it kinda
my life.
Kind of turned you back up, too, though.
Yeah, it did. Like, because you want that hustle, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like,
I told my baby mama, she like, so what you going to do? I'm like, I ain't going to lie to you. During this 9 months, I'm going to be dropping. I'm not going to stop what I'm doing. We just going to play it regular, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to need you to be strong, you feel me? I'm going to be on the road a lot, you know what I'm saying? She thugged it out. It went crazy, and it's just like, it's exactly what I wanted because I just want to turn myself back up. Knowing I had my baby born away, so when he came, I was already full-fledged in it, ready to go, you know what I'm saying?
So what you got up new?
Everything. I got gang of mixtapes out. I just dropped the album, El Perro 2.
One thing you gonna drop is a mixtape.
Yeah, hell
you be dropping.
Well, shit, they be fucking having me record 8 songs a night, so that shit just be in an email, you know what I'm saying? Like, now to the past 3 months, I ain't been recording like that. Like, I just... If I got a song I want to make, I go make it. But I don't like making songs for nothing no more. I want some substance behind my shit. Like,
well, what that Empire contract like? Because it seemed like you got a whole lot more freedom than a whole lot of other rappers. You know how niggas be like, oh, I can't put nothing out. The label said. I feel like you pretty much do what
Empire
you want to do.
Empire let me do whatever I want, and I will be staying with Empire. I know on my album, I said this is my last album, this motherfucker deal. I made that song during COVID. I was feeling some type of way.
Mm-hmm.
But Empire, yeah, they fuck with it. They bless me.
That's where it's at. Are they? Do they come highly recommended?
For me, I don't know about nobody else. They treat me how they treat me, you know.
Y'all got the Mac Rucci, Mac and Cole deal over there. Is you gonna be signing any more artists up under you?
So I'm starting my own shit.
Okay.
Doggy Bone. Yeah. Doggy Bone Records. See the chain. It's the logo right here.
Oh, we see the
That's
chain.
On my neck too. Doggy Bone Records.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. I mean, life. I was gonna ask you. You know what I'm saying? How life has changed. How has life changed, you know what I'm saying, since you did that first interview with Adam?
Oh,
and you did it with Gina and them, but then you came up in this motherfucker Icy. So, I mean, it's self-explanatory, but I just want to know, you know what I'm saying, how that shit, how life has been treating you as a rapper?
Shit, beautiful. I back then I had it, but I always told people I ain't going to buy no jewelry or no big chains until I get my mom and my daddy a house.
Mm-hmm.
I got my mom and my daddy a house, and I start taking care of me.
Take Ooh. Notes.
You bought mom's a house?
Yeah.
And my dad's right.
That's a bar.
Oh, so you bought Pops a house in TJ?
Yeah.
Oh, so you got a house in TJ?
Yeah. Well, that's his house.
Oh, yeah.
You like I said, like, that's you. That's thank you for what you did. You feel me?
You got some real estate?
Nah. I'll be on it soon, though.
Coming soon? Okay.
I'm still a kid. You know me. I'm still a kid.
I know. I mean, I knew you since you was a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
We was kids.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I'm getting there.
You still on Adam Head? You know what I'm saying?
Yep. I just want to see him. I just want to talk to him. I just told you that. I just want to talk to people. That's it.
What's y'all beef with the
it ain't
boy?
No beef. Nah, it ain't no beef. Adam is, I pay attention to everything Adam do. He's super dope. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Adam. You feel me? But he unfollowed me, right?
Yeah.
And it was like around the time when Draco got out. I don't know if it was because of that, but I felt some type of way. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to holler at him. But that's it, though. Like, I like talking to people. I like figuring it out before anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah, but shout out to Adam.
I mean, when you came up in here and you did the interview with Gina, you know what I'm saying? You and Chike was like, you know, this shit is going to be like, this shit is going to stay on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. It's on the internet and that's where it's at. But, you know, later on, a nigga actually died.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Like, how did that, you know what I'm saying, affect you? Looking at that shit like, this is where rap can actually take a nigga. We trying to get out the streets, and this is where this shit is going.
First and foremost, that shit not tight at all. That shit is not something I ever made fun of or I ever thought was a joke or when it happened, that was, you know, once my friend, you know what I'm saying? So when it happened, it's like, I wouldn't say I, like, was really hurt, but I did, like, it did, like, slap me in the face on something like this shit could be taken away from me fast as a motherfucker.
Mm.
You know? One day we seen him shining, next day we seen him dying. It was just like, that's not a good feeling. And then I thought about me. I thought about his son. I thought about my son. I'm growing. That's it. I think I just learned day by day. And even when it happened, I just had to be more mature than anything.
That's yeah, because cool. life is so crazy. When I be, you know, especially on the West Coast, like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't never say nothing. And I don't say nothing. I don't say nothing back to nobody who say anything to me ever. Ever. I don't never say nothing back to nobody. Fans, I don't, nothing. You feel what I'm saying? I want to control my narrative. I don't want to argue back with these people. We all know what's up, you know? Like, it ain't no, like, sugarcoating it and I don't want to get mixed into, like, the rappers that's mm-hmm. not fucking real, bro.
Do a piece of that, like, just with that situation period, make you think of, like, ways that something of that sort could have been prevented? Because, like, being that you was, you know, you mm-hmm. played a part in it. Not played a part in that, but you feel what I'm saying? I feel like I played a part with even me covering the beef from way 2015 and found out they played the shit in court, and I was just like, it was telling for me, because I'm like, damn, am I supporting this type of shit? And, you know, like, so do a part of that make you feel like, fuck, like, maybe if I would have did this, then, you know, like, maybe shit could have been reconciled.
Yeah, I'm super self, like, sufficient and honest with myself. Hell yeah, it do make me feel like that. Like, like, I wish a lot of shit wouldn't have went how it went, for sure.
You know, do L.A. politics, like, do you... Are you at a point in your career where you feel like, nigga, L.A. politics is just, like, holding you back from different shit? Because to me, you know, I'm living this life, too, and I feel like I'm trying to stray away from that shit. Oh, God. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, it is, like, really much I can say, but I be trying to show it up here, you feel me? Like, I'm trying to show
you
it up here.
You did that, though. Like, yeah. I said, you from Hoover, bro.
Yeah.
That's the most hated gang.
Oh, mm-hmm. God.
You did that. But I'm trying to do that.
Yeah.
I want that same respect. I want people to know that, you feel me, I am from where I'm from. But at the end of the day, bro, I seen this shit with my own eyes. Everybody know, bro, I've been from my hood since I was born. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I think you doing it, too, though, because you do a good job of, like, kind of staying neutral. You don't be in no bullshit. You ain't got no, you ain't got no, niggas ain't saying nothing about you being a bitch. You know, like, I think that you do a great job.
I promise y'all, I'm chilling. I want my daddy to stay calm out there.
Yeah.
That's all I want. You know what I'm saying? And first thing, no matter how old I get, the first thing you hear about his sons, he gonna go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? My little brother got shot in his head. He wasn't out here. I don't want him to come back. You know what I'm saying? He need to chill.
Yeah.
I want to keep myself out of all that bullshit. I don't fuck with it.
What's your take on festivals?
And how we,
yeah, like, you know, with security, and we seen the Travis Scott shit once upon a time in L.A. Like, how you feel that you and your people need to be approaching these festivals now?
Head on, all eyes open.
Yeah.
It's proof in the pudding that this shit not as safe as they making it. You know what I'm saying? I just hope they do a better job. That's it.
Right.
And why the fuck hip-hop gotta be like that?
Hip-hop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Why the fuck hip-hop gotta be like that? Why we gotta watch our back? Why we gotta see what's going on and doing all that? Why we can't walk freely amongst each other?
Man,
that's a problem.
Been to rock concerts, and they literally socking each other in the middle of the fucking crowd and go home friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mosh pits and shit.
Bumping heads and doing all types of shit.
Be right back cool.
It's hip-hop, though, man. I don't know. I don't think we ever gonna get out of that.
Yeah.
I think certain people, though, you know, it just takes certain people, like, to control your crowd. That's all. I want to control my crowd. My homies get on Twitter and say, they delete that, fool. We are not doing that.
So it ain't no yes man in the circle.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Y'all, Boss Man, that's my right hand. Like, if I can give him the world right now, I'll give it to him. You know what I'm saying? I don't want nobody to belittle themselves. I would have told everybody to pull up and actually get to see no jumping for themselves.
Because
they talk about it all day, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, you know, yes, man.
Man, I want to go back in time. Like I said, I was looking at your doc, and I really want to know who Midget is. Because, you know what I'm saying? I want to talk about Midget, because they bring Midget up a lot, but we ain't sharing nothing about Midget.
Midget is from neighborhood power.
Yeah.
That was my name when I was fresh out the womb. That's my nickname. Hood Monica, everybody know me as that. Just the golden child.
Who gave you that name, Pops?
My dad. Yeah, damn. They said I just came out looking like a little butterball turkey, like a little midget.
Yeah.
And I didn't hit a growth spurt until like 16 type shit. Like, I was short as a motherfucker with long hair, like, and I was just midget. But that's just, like, where I'm from over there on the north side, like, I can't get away from that.
Yeah, when they call you that, I can just feel the love, like, and it's feeling like a family atmosphere rather than just, like, a gang of niggas just, you know, a gang just doing crazy shit, bullshit. Yeah. Like, when, like, these real gang members calling you this shit, and I feel like these niggas is really a family.
Yeah, my dad, like, was around as much as possible, but the homies raised me, too. You know what I'm saying? And I call every homie my uncle, you know? So, like, that's just how it is. Like, even with the success I've got, these are people that I have to look out for.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is family important to you? Like, very as far important. As, like... Your mama's at every show. She at every show.
My mama the goat.
She at every pop-up. She is there supporting. So is that like something that y'all just have amongst y'all family? Like, we have to support?
Yeah, we thugging together, bro. Yeah. We done been through hell together, so we thugging together. We having fun together now. it ain't none of that. It's all positive now. So it's like, well, it's just so much fun now, though. It's like, just always what I want to do, though. Like, literally have fun with, like, my mama.
Yeah.
Like, my mama, though, like, you feel me? She vibe with me. That's my best friend. She look out for me. She hear everything I got to say. She don't judge me ever. She let me run myself in the brick walls. But she got me.
Who was Midget's early musical influences from your section?
211.
Shout out to 211.
Let's go 211.
That's like my mentor, for sure. Ice Burgundy. I don't know if y'all know why.
Yeah.
Ice Burgundy. My uncle. My uncle was the biggest thing to me, the reason for everything.
Mm-hmm.
He's serving a life, like a life sentence right now. A lot of laws passed, though. They talking about he might get out, but I don't believe shit until I see it. Like,
yeah, for sure.
You feel me? But my uncle, really, when I was 3 years old, I was rapping with my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, free him.
Oh, let's shed some light on Sean Mack. I want to
share. I'll be separating him from a lot of things.
I want to share some light on him because I got homies that died that I felt like, you know, did a lot for me and, you mm-hmm. know.
Sean is the biggest thing that ever happened to Rucci.
Yeah, and some people, it'll affect you in a bad way or a good way. Mm-hmm. And I felt like he affected you and for the greater, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, good. So I want you to, you know,
he always
some stories
put me,
about it.
All right, he always put me first of all. So when I was doing my own thing, like rapping by myself, they was in the hood talking about, oh, Midget rapping and shit. They wouldn't even call me Rucci. They like, Midget rapping and shit. But they like, nah, we can't have him around. Pop's going to be on this. Like, don't be having him around or whatever. So they wasn't fucking around with it. But Sean, like, oh, fuck, little broke ass. And he, like, he going to do it all. But Sean was always out of town. Always.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what, he was out of town. Just always going, making some money. He said, when I come back, this when he was actually on the road with Ice Burgundy and Brick Squad and out there and shit, fucking with them. He like, when I come back, we're going to do a joint tape. And I'm like I said, I don't believe shit until I see it. And this is somebody who I always want to mm-hmm. hang out with. Like, we a year apart, but like I said, my dad, like, I had to go in the house at a certain time. You feel what I'm saying? These niggas my age, I go to school, I can't even hang out with them. Like, my dad not having that, you feel me? So it's like, I always wanted to be around Sean. Like, always, him and Nubie, I'm like, man, I want to be with them. So when they first, like, he like, we're going to do the shit. He came back, we did a song. Bullshit the whole session. You know this nigga Sean, Gina, like.
Yeah.
He bullshitted the whole session. We did one song. I did probably like five songs, but I said he did one song. He like, that's the one. We got to put it out. Like, nigga, like. Put it out. The hood loved it. They like, oh, shit. Like, and he like, this is Mac Rucci, bro. This is what we going to do. You feel me? I'm going to put you first, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, put the money into it. Like, whatever. Like. It's gonna be you though, you know what I'm saying? He always told me that, like, this gonna be you, bro. Like, you gonna be the one. So I just be like, nigga, like, you are my favorite rapper right now. Like, what do you mean I'm gonna be the one? And then we did the shit together and he brought the best out of me, bro. He made me rap like I never rapped before. I remember Gina came in a studio session at Red Room before. It was like Rucci, like you better rap this nigga Sean on you. And I like,
he's
already
mad.
My big brother, like, you know what I'm saying? You already talked to me in the studio already. You feel me? They had me pressured.
I remember
sweating in the, I ain't never sweated in the booth before, man. I was in there like, oh, nah. But that shit pushed me to the next level. But it was just him. He was just.
Mm-hmm. Was it, that's some of your best verses that came out of there?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he pushed them out of you.
Yeah. Pause. That nigga did his shit, man. That nigga.
I think
he really everything to me.
To this day, Domino Effect is still one of the hardest things that has ever come out of the West Coast. Yeah. And who that was? You,
me, Sean, Sean Draco, and AG Sway.
Sway, yeah, that shit. Yeah. The video fire, everything was just fucking amazing. And I was there when
and you
y'all
know what's
did
so
it.
Crazy?
But
and at that moment, so much shit was right here. Like everything was like low key together. It was so many mixed crowds. Like I don't know where shit went. Like
it was. I think it was united. We was coming to a place where LA was finally kind of coming together, and then, you know, shit happens, politics and shit, but
yeah,
whatever.
But nah, Sean Mack, yeah, for sure.
Sean was one of the people that I feel like we've been watching each other, you know, our whole damn career from both of us starting. But Sean, just me seeing your growth was one of the people that really had a lot invested into you. Yeah. Like, not just financially, like his energy. I remember he was mad because you didn't get your hair done one day.
What?
Sean was mad as fuck. We got a photo shoot. And he told me, he said, Gina, I need you to pull up right now. We're going to go to the studio. We're going to do this, we're going to do that. So I get there, he like, man, we can't even do nothing today because this nigga Roochie don't got his hair done. I'm trying to find somebody to braid his hair. He was so mad at you.
I'm like a Bone Thugs type nigga. I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm going to come as is, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, like now I can do for myself. Back then I was just thugging, like.
Yeah.
You feel me?
I'm the wild hair is cold though, low key. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, but Sean had the curl, so he was all about like the fresh, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, oh my God, like this nigga tripping. But he always was like that.
Yeah, I used to put in a lot of hours too, I feel like, because I'll get off work and come to the studio, and I remember you niggas would not let me leave, and I had to go to school.
Them death row hours.
Yes.
Yeah, you had to go to school?
I would be getting off of work, pulling up on them, then I have to go to school the next day, and they used to be like, no, you got to stay the whole time. You really used to be Sean.
Yeah, we had to stay like 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
How long you know these niggas?
I've been knowing Rouge. I've been knowing them since high school.
Your mama know?
My mama know.
Your mama we grew was missing school.
Nah, this was like
nigga Bruce to missing school, man. We gonna have to watch you.
Nah, that was college, but I have been knowing these niggas. We all grew up together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's then she hard. Put me on her first freestyle that she ever did.
Yes. Yeah.
So I feel like
we raised each other.
Yep.
Yeah.
For sure.
Hey, did they take a light on you? You know what I'm saying? You got put on because you Taco Son?
Nah. They don't give a fuck.
It's Taco Son blood. Nah. No, he doing that shit.
And then it's like, even like, it's still politics like that because it's like Taco Son type shit, but nah, ain't shit easy.
Yeah.
My dad ain't no bitch ass nigga. He want us to know what's up too. Like, he raised me and my little brother the right way. You know what I'm saying? We knew loyalty at the fucking age of 3. We knew what was going on. My little brother was talking about the police in the front in diapers, like, you know what I'm saying? Nah, we ain't have it easy.
Damn, I got a son too, and I feel like I don't want to put that on me. You know what I'm saying? It's so crazy to me.
I'm saying crazy shit. Like, I want my son to be smart.
Yeah.
I don't want him to be no fucking square, no nerd though. I don't know how to explain it, y'all. I want him to know what's up.
But it's like, you know,
hard on you. I gotta show you, like.
But my nigga listening to Justin Bieber, and then I'm like, it's like Justin Bieber or Roochie. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
I fuck with Justin Bieber, though. I ain't gonna lie, I'd rather do Justin Bieber.
Y'all gotta let him be kids.
You know what I'm saying? Justin Bieber or your baby Stone Gorilla. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Where I'm gonna go with it. You feel me? So it's kind of hard. You don't want the nigga to be the mark.
See, my baby mama feel me,
but
too,
it's
though.
Like. So y'all, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So how y'all be talking to each other when y'all get mad? Shut up, blood. No, blood, you ain't. Oh, that's wild.
No, my baby mama gangster, though. She cool, though. No, you know, she out the way. No, you know what I'm saying? She cool,
she ain't
bro.
Turned up like that?
She is.
She
like,
turned up
with
on
me,
you.
Like, she'll turn up on me in a heartbeat. I'm scared of her. I ain't going to lie to you. You feel me? That's my gangster, though. We not together, but that's, like, really my dog. Like, we got a mutual understanding. Like, we raise our kid. Like, we you know what I'm saying? Like, she's dope as a motherfucker.
Is it because of the music and you moving around and you doing your thing? And, you know, girls sometimes can't really deal with that shit.
I can be honest about this on my life. Like, I don't want to break her heart again. Mm-hmm. I don't want to ever put her through what I put her through. And I know me, and I just ain't on that right now. I can't do it.
Then how you break her heart?
Rapper shit, thinking I'm somebody.
You was wildin'?
Yeah, having you in I'm the somebody. Studio. Yeah,
well,
late night.
When you know when she once stay like, oh shit, that's Roochie in public, then you start feeling some way. And I start feeling some way. And I like did some foul shit, you feel me? And then move how I was supposed to move.
You got any wild stories? Any confessions? She ever caught you red-handed?
Nah.
I mean, you ever had to break some shit up?
Nah, hell no. Mm-mm. Nah.
No.
Mm-mm.
You ain't giving it to the coolest podcast in the world?
Now, my life a movie, though. I mean, you go tune into my live at 3 in the morning, you'll see.
Mm. Yeah.
That shit.
Hey, too, I like your What you were saying about your granny too, you remind me of this nigga Duno mom too.
Duno, shout out to Duno.
Yeah, shout out to Duno, cause he like, my mom, she stuck in her way. She wanna do this, she wanna work, and she wanna catch the bus. Like,
yeah.
And she wanna do that. That's it. Leave her alone.
That was
and
2 years
like,
ago. My granny's still doing that.
Right now, that's crazy.
She don't like driving in cars.
With a cane.
Yeah.
Catching the bus to work.
Every day. And she's a housekeeper. So she worked for like, I don't even know what celebrity she worked for right now, to be honest. But they take so, like, they take care of her, like real good care of her. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, she's still thugging to this day. I think she's just going hard for my uncle, her son. That's her baby boy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was her. Anybody do something wrong, if he do something wrong, she blame it on everybody else. Like, she'll never get mad at my uncle, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's her big boy. So when he got taken away to prison, you feel me, she just like, I got to give him whatever he need, like, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Omarion, too. Yeah. He paid for my uncle lawyer.
Oh, that's crazy. Fire. So do moms go over there? I mean, his mom goes, you see your dad?
No, my grandma not going to Mexico.
She not going?
I think she probably got, like, bad memories just from Central America period. Mm-hmm. Just her growing up, because she grew up during the Civil War and all that.
Oh, yeah. Damn. That's crazy. Did she tell you something about that?
Yeah, she always do. She just always tell me, like, she's seen a lot of people she loved get taken away from her. So, and I always stop her right there, because that really get her emotional type shit. But, yeah, my grandma, she been out here for a minute. She got my dad out here, but that nigga was straight to game banging.
Yeah. Did you ever learn Spanish?
Yeah, I know Spanish.
You know Spanish fluently.
I don't know Spanish fluently, but when I talk to my grandma, I know what she's saying to me.
Don't you guys like a Spanish
song?
Huh? Don't you got a Spanish song?
Yeah, I got Spanish songs too. Yeah, but that's something I really want to do is get the Latino culture, because I have a lot of Hispanic fans.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Juan Carlos Martinez Jr. Why not?
Do anybody ever tell you that you're not putting on for them?
No, I make sure I always do something for my Hispanic fans. That's why I just did the Cinco de Mayo show too.
Mm-hmm.
Just to really touch base with them. I'm from El Salvador, but I love my Hispanics, period.
Yeah, because you kind of do got to, like, you know, serve some type of, you know, loyalty over there to that side too, you know what I'm saying? Especially with grandma, pops, whatever the case may be. And they just, I feel like they
buy all my tickets.
Yeah, they doing it anyway.
That's who buying all the tickets at the shows. That's who selling out the shows, for sure.
Shout out to the Latinos. They really like, when it comes to music, West Coast music, they really love us.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think a lot of people understand that. Like, nigga, they still playing Tupac like it's a new song.
Yeah,
like,
oh God. You feel me? They going crazy with it too.
So I love, shout out to the Latinos, for sure.
Man, I didn't ask this shit, probably this is my third interview asking it. I don't give a fuck, because one nigga sat here and said, I'm going to say the same thing all over again.
I already know where you're going.
Niggas going to be like, nigga, you said the same thing three times. I'm like, nigga, sat here and I couldn't believe it. That nigga said Kendrick album was trash. And I couldn't believe it. So I just want to know how you feel about, you know what I'm saying, today's shit that dropping, you know, and Kendrick album. How you feel about that?
Stop playing with me before I put you on the song.
Yeah.
I fuck with it.
You
I ain't
going
to lie.
It.
And like I said, I'm growing.
Yeah.
You can ask them, I don't fucking listen to nothing Verrucci, like, in old music. You feel me? I'm talking about old music, like, fucking. My favorite song right now is Tell Me Groove Theory. Like, I just been listening to that every day. I don't know why, but it just fired me. But Kendrick album is dope. Future album is dope. I like, I'm starting to pay attention more. You know what I'm saying? I got a good ear for music, too. I don't box myself in. But I fuck with that shit like a motherfucker. Kendrick is, like, goated for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
You had just did that freestyle, and on the freestyle, the caption on your post, you said, if it ain't off the top of the dome, take your ass home. Yeah. Do you, like, lack respect for people who passing their freestyles off as freestyles when they really written?
I was just talking shit in that comment, but at the same time,
you don't write your music.
Yeah, and I got all these niggas on the same shit. Like, if you feel it, come on, bro. Like, fuck that, bro. We got time.
Yeah.
We got time. We got nothing but time.
I was just in the studio when you and RJ, and y'all both did that shit right off the top. So what is the process, though? Like, going in the booth and just doing it? Everybody's not able to go in the booth and freestyle like that and make a hit.
Y'all bring me vibes, right? So if I have a session tonight, y'all have, like, I talk about how I came to No Jumper, how I fuck with bro, turn it into something else. You know what I'm saying? I think it's just words, like, I think about words all day, like, just random words. Like, I actually was paying attention to Wayne, and Wayne said he'd be going back and doing a the and the, and, like, or saying bitch or bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And
that's what I be doing now. Like I said, I don't go record 1,000 songs no more. So now I'm really, like, thinking about the shit I'm saying. Like, now I don't know, like, are they going to like this or not? But, like, on some, like, catchy shit, bro, like, I want to be, like, timeless. I want people to remember my shit. Like, I'm not going to just flood you with all these bars because I'm not that type of rapper. You know what I'm saying? I know what they want now. So that's what I give them.
Yeah, Wayne was saying that shit. He was like, he asked him, would you ever stop rapping? He was like, I'm going to stop rapping when I stop thinking about words.
Yeah. You know, when I was growing up, I said, I'm going to stop rapping at 30, what, two? I said that. I don't think that, though.
Nah, hell no. You got
to
keep.
Now we getting that damn close to 30, huh?
But everybody 30, though.
I'm 28 years old, bro.
Oh, yeah, you finna get up there.
Yeah,
it's over with for you, bro.
Niggas almost 30.
You got two more years, man.
About to start.
It's over. You got two more years, man, to hang it up, man.
Yeah, man. Nah, I'm gonna do it big, man. I'm gonna do it big.
I said that about social media. Oh, when I turn 30, I'm gonna be off Twitter,
crazy,
Instagram.
Y'all.
It's looking like I need Twitter and Instagram.
Oh, God in heaven, you do. But all the rappers you know, nigga, is 30 plus, yes. Nigga. And you think they young.
Lady. Yeah.
You could call them 35.
I think people, wow. It seems
like. Kendrick?
And these niggas bussing.
Nigga, cute.
The
Cole.
Older you get, the more successful you are. Like, yeah, we expect to be that successful in our 20s, and that's not, I don't think it's realistic for everybody.
That's something I do admire, though. Like, even like niggas like that, like Future, like, or even like a 2 Chainz. Like, I like that shit, yeah. Bro. Like, these niggas still keep their own swag and their own, like, you know? And that's because they got that confidence at that age, you know what I'm saying? Even if for the young niggas, I like that shit.
Yeah.
Like,
but I like seeing you, like, coming here icy and shit like that. I want to see more of my West Coast rappers do that shit. And then, when y'all get older, I want y'all to help the young niggas and still be icy. Like, because I be seeing New York niggas, like, look at Puff, look at Nas. Like, these niggas is still icy, running the street, busting around. Like,
man,
I'm like, Fat Joe,
saying,
I'm like,
man.
Damn.
Like, tell Mac-10, like I said, like, what's up, bro? Like,
yeah.
God, I feel like we've been talking about that for years.
Bro, that nigga, like, Mac-10 still ain't tapped in?
That shit low-key, like, different. I don't know.
Why Mac-10 ain't tapped in?
Why?
Mac-10, tap in.
Come on,
tap
bro.
In with my boy, man.
I feel like
feel
I'm
me?
The best thing from Inglewood since Mac-10.
Yeah.
And I just need this. I got a song with Mac-10 through 211.
But y'all really can't, and y'all ain't really got there to where y'all can connect.
Yeah, I just want to connect with him, bro. I really want to talk to him. I really want to know how it was when he was the biggest thing in Inglewood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want some advice. I want to, that's like, come on, bro.
And fuck with me. Yeah, in the video one time. You ain't got to rap. You know what I'm saying? Hang with me. Do it up. Like, I be seeing niggas, all these niggas from the South. Mm-hmm. All these niggas from the South got money. Yeah. All these niggas from the South is helping each other. Like, that shit just looks sick. And then we get over here, we don't know where these niggas at.
Yeah.
We don't know how niggas living. Like, I want to see Rick Ross niggas showing nigga house, DJ Khaled. We don't know how these niggas living, what they doing.
Yeah.
Not real,
like,
shit.
Y'all niggas, y'all niggas need to, y'all the rappers that should, like, the next generation, niggas should be showing the young niggas, like, look, nigga, this the fruits of our labor, so keep it rocking. Because you don't even know the nigga fruits of none of these niggas' labor. You would think, nigga, they down, they gone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, Dr. Dre is big, but where that nigga at?
Because
we was talking about it yesterday about how, like, OGs and people in the industry need to do a better job, like you was just saying, of tapping in with the younger generation. But I want to give RJ his flowers, because I remember when me and you, I was thirsty for an RJ interview at one of them shows. You was opening up for him. I still got the picture of us, and we was politicking on just being that. Like, you know, RJ was performing, AV was performing, and now you're doing music with RJ. What's the relationship?
Chills, bro. I don't think RJ was like, to me, and Boss Man was like God, bro. I ain't gonna even lie.
Oh, God, yeah.
I was sitting at We Jamming one day, and he hopped out and he walked by me and he said, they've been telling me about you, and that nigga really talked to me for like an hour about my dad and all type of crazy shit, right? And then after that, he would invite me to all his shows. Like, he was selling everything. Like, you come back and say, I would still buy tickets. I just wanted to see him perform. I didn't want to go be back
like
there.
Backstage, yeah.
I wanted to see him perform. Even after that, like, I still never did no music with him, like, nothing. He just reached out to me and was just like, bro, you fuck with me, bro. I want to extend my hand. And that's one of the realest niggas I met on some music.
That nigga, one of the most realest, genuine niggas out here. Because he'll just hit me up, too. Like, what's up, my nigga? I'm just checking on you.
And one of the most talented.
This morning. I don't know why. I still don't know why I was asleep, but I'm going to get back. He called me this morning. Like,
yeah, like.
That was my, like, nigga, like, I just told him, like, that nigga already called me. That shit crazy to me still.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I know the feeling. That shit crazy. Yeah, for somebody like, that you used to look up to, be tapped in with you, is like, yeah. That shit is wild.
And I like, we got to let people know that, too. Like, we, like him.
Give
like,
me flowers.
To know that, like, Joe Moses.
Yep.
So Moses reached out. He had me rocking early. You know what I'm saying? We fucked up a lot of shit for Joe Moses on some, me and Sean just bringing 100 blood or red rags to our shows and like really low
key. You and Sean had some fire ass songs with Joe Moses too.
For sure. Cause Joe Moses was fucking with the young niggas back then, you know? And still to this day, shout out to Joe Moses, you know? BG fucking Perico.
Yes.
Bro, that's like a, I'm talking about he'll pull up on me right now. Like, just to talk about me. Like, you know what I'm saying? He always shout me out, so I want to shout him out, too. You fuck with a nigga, bro. But, yeah, like, I think we got those people, bro.
Yeah.
We just got to respect them more.
Yeah.
We got those people. We got to respect
them
more.
And y'all younger, too.
Because the people we do respect, like, they not paying attention. You know what I'm saying?
That's facts.
Yeah, and I like that you gave Joe Moses his flowers. There's a lot of other motherfuckers need to give him his flowers because people kind of like don't be appreciating what he was doing back then, even though niggas feel like it ain't a lot to them.
And that catalog is a so lot. Fucking crazy, bro.
Yeah, it's a lot.
A lot of people leaving Joe Moses out the conversation, and that's crazy to me.
Shit, I'm not.
And he, I feel like he one of the pioneers of this Ratchet. West Coast shit. Yeah.
Ratchet.
Mm-hmm.
Ratchet.
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, he the only one nigga really can go up with RJ, you know what I'm saying? He went head to head on the verses. Like, he might probably be one of the only niggas that could do that. I mean, besides YG, I mean.
YG is our YG, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I feel like that's all
he's
of
Snoop.
Our, like, you know, that's who we.
Yeah.
I still want to see the YG and Tiger verses, though. I think that's the one that need to happen.
YG and Tiger verses?
Yeah. Like, I think that's the one that need to happen.
I like that.
I like that. That's crazy.
Hey, y'all Wouldn't pay it? Her for this too. Come
on.
Pay me. And this is what I do. I make
that's
niggas rap.
Crazy.
Okay. I make these niggas rap. Okay.
That's crazy. Yeah,
damn.
YG
like
might lose that one. Slight edge to Tiger.
What?
I don't know.
He might lose that one.
I don't know if the whole LA tune in though.
I think it'll be close. I think the YG have to go back to.
Yeah, he gotta play.
He gotta go. He gotta go back. Just joints.
Yeah.
He gotta play.
Cause Tiger joints from back then, I don't think they can even add up to what YG was doing during the Jerk Movement and all
Tiger
that time.
He went a certain way early though.
Yeah,
he was trying to separate himself, and then he came back.
I was fucking and with them. What's the Well Done?
The Well Done, the mixtapes.
Crazy,
and don't let them bring out that what was it called? Fan of a fan.
I mean, you know,
when he was kicking niggas in their mouth. Like,
if we go LA, YG won by a landslide. I mean, if we going all the way, if you going just like in general America, and they do a versus, Tiger gonna win probably. You know what I'm saying?
Slide I don't have no opinion. I ain't gonna lie.
All in all, it'll be a great ass show.
See that shit.
Yeah, man, that's crazy.
It'll be a great ass show.
They can take that to the Staples Center.
Mm-hmm. Let me host it.
Yeah.
Oh, Brypto. It's called Brypto.
Brypto.
Not Brypto Arena.
It's called Brypto Arena now.
Yeah, nah, that's just Staples Center for life. Got the game fucked up. Man, they changed the day, man.
See, Inglewood got everything now too, though.
Yeah, Inglewood is going. But yeah, man, before we get up out of here, you know what I'm saying? Let niggas know what you got going. Let niggas know what you doing, you got coming up.
El Peril 2 out now. I got a gang of projects out, man. Just go stream everything. Go stream my album. Got another album coming.
I got the follow up on a documentary coming, a fucking tour coming. I'm chilling, bro. I'm not doing no LA shows right now because I need people to respect me. I need when I pop out, I need that crowd. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to everybody, especially my managers, Holiday and Tuck, every day on it. Shout out Boss Man. Shout out to the gang, Magnum Company. Shout out my boy T-Rails. My girl Gina, No Jumper. Yeah. Adam 22, holla at me. You know what I'm saying?
That nigga still want the fade from you, my boy.
But yeah, nah, shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to the West Coast, man.
Yeah.
West Coast.
Yeah. All right, y'all, we gone.